Guess who's coming to dinner?
We are the only country in the world where leaders come from every other country to get health care when they can't get the right kind of health care in their own country.
What if your Christmas dinner table got taken over by cable and talk radio hosts and turned your family reunion into political gravy? Tis the season to be argumentative. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Pass the Obamacare. And would you like some tax cuts? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's not a big, huge news day this morning, so as a public service, we're going to give you some advice on how to prevent holiday political arguments in this testy political season. On this Thursday, December 23rd, Celeste, out for those holidays, I'm joined by Majora Carter, host of American Public Media's The Promised Land. Good morning, Majora.
Great to be here.
And let's get a check of the morning's top news. North Korea is stepping up its saber-rattling. That is our top story. It's threatening nuclear war against South Korea after the South held one of the largest military drills in its history, just 12 miles from the border. The North regularly threatens the South, but up till now, it had been relatively restrained in its criticism of recent drills by the South. A package bomb exploded this morning at the Swiss embassy in Rome. One person received serious injuries to both of his hands. No immediate word on who might have sent the device. And what a difference a month makes on Capitol Hill. One of the most productive Congresses in history, by some measures, wrapped up last night. The smile on President Obama's face during an end-of-year news conference said it all.
We are not doomed to endless gridlock. We've shown, in the wake of the November elections, that we have the capacity not only to make progress, but to make progress together.
Among the progress cited yesterday, the Senate ratified the START nuclear treaty with Russia.
This is the most significant arms control agreement in nearly two decades, and it will make us safer and reduce our nuclear arsenals along with Russia.
The reference to the START treaty came a few hours after the president formally ended the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on gays serving openly in the military, another of his stated priorities, which led to some questions at his news conference about his position on gay marriage.
My feelings about this are constantly evolving. I struggle with this.
A last-minute compromise also led to approval of a $4 billion aid package for survivors of the 9/11 attack on the World Trade Center and the responders who became ill working in the ruins of that site. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand had sought $2 billion more in the aid package, but is still happy it passed.
This is the day we've all been working towards and waiting for. Our Christmas miracle has arrived.
And with most of his wish list completed, President Obama is now in Hawaii celebrating the holidays with his family. The United Nations is investigating whether Bradley Manning, the Army private accused of leaking all those classified documents to WikiLeaks, is being mistreated in a military prison. The Pentagon denies any mistreatment of Manning, who faces a court-martial sometime next year. The election board in Chicago expected to allow former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel to run for mayor. Overnight, a hearing officer recommended Emanuel's name appear on the February ballot. The Alaska Supreme Court delivered a setback to Republican Senate candidate Joe Miller. The court refused to overturn election results that show write-in candidate Lisa Murkowski as the winner of that state's Senate race. The price of oil now tops $90 a barrel for the first time since the early days of the financial crisis. Let's look at the markets. Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures flat. The Dow starts at 11,559. The S&P at 1,258. And the NASDAQ opens at 2671. Coming up, we're going to remix the holidays with a jazz playlist of some suggestions from our folks out in Denver who listen to The Takeaway on KUVO. Got your own suggestion? Reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And we'll also hear from a listener who caught our story about employers using credit checks on job applicants, a very real-life experience, and it made her pretty nervous. We'll see how it makes you feel. But first, tis the season to argue with your relatives. How do you win a political debate over the Christmas table? Do you bring up Obamacare when you pass the gravy or not? We'll talk in a moment. Blah, 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 blah.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.